Well, we're scanning the dial, a chance to save your fingers some button pushing. Taking a look at what's on other radio stations this morning, Dan. Tom and Timmer are tattooing a naked young woman.
I like to see that.
Socket is talking about tattooing a naked young woman.
I like to listen to that.
Mac and Ted are getting naked young woman tattoos.
Should be interesting.
BJ and Togs are acting like tattooed naked young women.
No, I've seen that.
Yeah, The Hedge is hiring tattooed naked young women.
Well, I may go apply there.
Roger W. is playing old songs about tattooed naked young women.
Those are some of my favorites.
And Steve and Christy are talking about Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Say what?
Well, anyway, that's this morning's look at what other wake-up shows are up to. Scanning the dial. Hi, I'm the Vice President of the United States, Al Gore.
I'm the head football coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Tom Osborne.
Coach Osborne and I are now starring together in an exciting two-man night of theater.
It's the stage adaptation of the big movie Star Wars, starring me, Tom Osborne.
And me, Al Gore. Here's a funny scene now.
3PO, we have to find Master Luke.
Beep, beep, bloodle, bloodle, beep, beep, beep.
Ha, ha, ha. Now here's an exciting and dramatic scene from the stage adaptation of Star Wars with me, Tom Osborne, and him, Vice President Al Gore.
Luke, I'm your father.
No, no, no.
Surrender to the dark side.
No, no, no.
Coach Tom Osborne, you're really great in our two-man show, the stage adaptation of Star Wars.
Vice President Al Gore, you give a stellar performance.
Come see me, Al Gore, and him, Tom Osborne.
Coming soon to
Omaha.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, if I'm so smart, how come I ain't rich? Woo! If I'm so smart, how come I ain't rich? Well, good question, Hamburger Face, good question. Well, I should be rich. I could have invented the pet rock. I could have done that. I got lots of rocks in the South 40. I could have boxed them all up and sold them, but I couldn't. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I mean, where's the fun selling rocks? Because rocks don't know. You know, they don't know. And where's the fun in that? I did try selling pet slugs, but they dried out in the mail. Odd little mummified things. Probably should have FedExed them, I guess. Didn't they? I also invented a product you could use to clean your guns and cook with. Smith & Wesson Oil. Well, the NRA loved it. I could have invented the hula hoop. That would have been too easy. So I invented the hula pig. No, I can't tell you how I got the pig into that shape. I got a patent pending on that one. Yeah, I'm smart enough to be rich. Yeah, take that stupid invention that's raking in all the money now, you know. It's a spring-loaded Band-Aid that you slap on your nose and it pries open your nostrils. Yeah, so you're walking around with these flaring nostrils like a stallion in a mare's stall. Yeah, yeah. You sleep with these breathe-right strips on your schnoz and your nostrils spread wide and things can crawl right up there. Yeah, spiders can crawl up there and build nests and stuff, so if you're using them, I beg you, pick your nose in the morning to get all the spiders out. Trust me on this one. When the FDA finds out, they're gonna tell you to do just that. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's put a breathe right strip on a pig. You see, what happens is instead of a, they make a. Ain't that sad? It's just a. It's real sad.
this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Over the years, I've heard the rumors and the innuendo, and don't think it doesn't hurt. People call me a fraud, a con man, a scalawag, a cad, a rogue. Some people say I'm a no-count. Others say I'm no good. But I'm really a wonderful guy whose only wish is to give customers a quality product at a fair price. I've tried to do that with each and every sale, and if some stray customer is dissatisfied, well, it happens to every business, but that doesn't mean I'm not deeply pained. To demonstrate my goodwill and to prove that I'm not just out to take advantage of people, I'm taking advantage of myself. I've decided to sell my most beloved personal possession, something I was hoping to be able to use in my retirement. Swampland in Florida. No, really. You can easily build a house on it. It's just fine. Send $75 per square inch to Dickie Schmooze Land, Box 1, Pogo Town, Haiti.
Come in, Avenger. This is Big Papa. Come in, Avenger. Over.
This is Avenger, Mr. Mayor. Over.
Call me Big Papa Avenger. Over.
Roger that, Hal. Over.
Big Papa. Over.
Big Papa. Over.
Avenger, my mayoral opponents think that the helicopter is unnecessary. Over.
That's a negatory, Big Papa. If it weren't for this helicopter, I'd fall right down, and it wouldn't be pretty. Over.
Just try to land on a casino. Anyway, they say community policing is the best way to prevent crime. Over.
Community policing. Yeah, makes sense, Big Papa. People learn to trust the police. The police become sensitized to the neighborhood. Makes good sense. Over.
That's what I thought. So, Avenger, commence policing a community. Over.
Gotcha, Big Papa. Fire one. Fire two. Community police, sir. Over.
No more criminals? Over.
No more potential victims? Over.
Now we're on to something here. Get rid of the victims, then. No crime. I wonder if this concealed weapons proposal covers helicopters. Imagine concealing a helicopter. Huh. Over.
You should know. Over.
What? Over.
Lormont Lowe. Over.
Oh, yeah, strange guy. Wonder what's his real name. Well, put it on a list of things to do. Gotta stay busy, 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 busy.
Yada, yada.
Test, test, test. Gals, does your old man get up when you want to get down? Does he move on when you want to move in? Is the only thing he caresses with his fingers the remote control? Is your teenage son finally staying home at night because of that electronic bracelet he's wearing? And your daughter bought an EPT kit and now she won't stop crying? And the 5-year-old keeps taking your Prozac? Well, hang on. Romance is just a shovel away with Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go snow removal guys. A little bald, a little paunchy, but wise in the drifts of love. Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go snow removal guys.
Hi, I'm Piston, one of Ralph Mudbugger's more mature go-go snow removal guys. Let me show you my scoop. I'll clear your driveway and plow your drifts. Wait till you see my snow blower. Then we'll talk about your inner child.
Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go snow removal guys. The winter romance you need. In the yellow pages, under snow removal, illicit. Son,
Son,
huh?
Guess what, son?
What?
My test your kid for drugs kit came today.
Wow. Now we never have to talk to each other ever again.
Right, son. You're too ugly for a talk about sex.
Uh-huh.
The school sends me your grades. Booze is harmless, so I don't care. And now I can find out if you're doing drugs. My only parental responsibility is, of course, to punish you.
And I never have to listen to your stupid speeches about moral choices. Oh, hey, Dad, the Test Your Kid for Drugs kit says will not work if user drinks mega coffee. We have to get rid of the mega coffee.
Nah!
Want to play catch, son?
Sure. More mega coffee?
Mega coffee stops progress in its tracks and brings families together. Mega coffee.
Hello, I'm Dr. Monstrous Pimple, and I've cloned myself. Hi, I'm one of Dr. Monstrous Pimple's clones, and I'm another. Me too. And me! Hello, everybody. I'm a clone. I'm a clone. Hey, look up clone, you'll see my picture. Mine too. We're all clones. Exactly like the doctor. Duplicates. Identical copies. All 26 of us.
Hey, me too. I'm a clone. I'm a clone too. And me. What am I, chopped liver?
Don't pay any attention to them. They drink mega coffee.
Mega coffee, the brew that makes the difference. Now available in sheep flavor. Mega coffee.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, cloning. Soon, very soon, human cloning will be possible. How will cloning affect male-female evolutionary new age relationships? Personally, I think once the technology is developed, we should just go ahead with it without regard to the social and ethical implications, like we did with the garden weasel and the alien ultimate wedge. If we can do it, let's do it. Cloning means renewed battles over dead issues like the Equal Rights Amendment. First, the forces of reactionism will clone themselves, but then those who favor the amendment will clone themselves even faster. This will spread to other issues as well, and as single-issue voting blocks become bigger and bigger, soon we'll run out of room for all the clones. This will result in the establishment of a clone island, a utopian society where male and female clones live in perfect harmony, and where everyone will have a weedless garden and approach shots always land on the green. So, let's clone away! That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Tonight on Station Number H, it's the disaster movie that means disaster for other disaster movies.
Mr. President, the volcano is about to blow. It's an unprecedented disaster.
Huh?
Mr. President, an asteroid's about to crash into Earth. It's an unprecedented disaster.
Huh? There goes the volcano.
Here comes the asteroid!
Well, gee, what are the odds on that?
I'm going home now. Huh?
Station Number H presents An Asteroid Plugs Up a Volcano, the disaster movie where nothing much happens, starring Robert Davi, David Schwimmer, and Anna Nicole Smith as the president. Tonight on Station Number H.
Your last line is delivered kind of as you're leaving. Why don't you test the echo so we get the echo set. Test, test, Test. Just a little more. Test. Okay.
Boy, sure is dark in here and damp. Dark and damp. I wonder what time it is. Heck, I wonder what day it is. Hey, anybody hear me? Hey.
Yes, sir.
Where exactly am I?
This is the White House, sir. The Abraham Lincoln sump pump room.
The Abraham Lincoln sump pump room?
Yes, sir.
So I should have given the campaign more than $5?
Yes, sir.
Any chance I can get an extra blanket down here?
I'll check your FBI file and see, sir.
How about an ambassadorship? Hey, hello? Hey, Hillary?
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, old Mean Farmer had a farm, DNDNA, and on this farm he had a sheep, DNDNA, with a clone clone here and a clone clone there, here a clone, there a clone, everywhere a clone clone. Yeah, let's clone something, huh? Let's clone something. Scientists did it. Why should they have all the fun? But why clone a sheep? I mean, they already all look alike and act alike. Yeah, they all act sheepish. Thought maybe I'd clone a carp. You know, a carp clone. Fill the farm pond with thousands of carbon copy carp. Can up some clone carp, but, well, heck, nobody cares about carp. You ever seen a trophy carp mounted on a plaque and hanging on a wall? No, think I'll skip the carp. I could clone a pig, a cloven hoof clone, but believe me, you don't want clone pig. It just wouldn't be kosher. So I decided to clone a cow. They're big and easy to work with. And, well, first you reach up here. Oh, don't make that face at me. Just roll up your sleeve and reach up there. Yeah, makes your elbows soft. Better than intensive care lotion, yeah. Just reach up there, get an egg, yeah, get a cow egg. Now pull it out, yeah. Now we'll do some scientific stuff. Hand me that hammer there. And yeah. Now the cloning process has started now, and we'll implant that embryonic clone in that chicken over there. Grab the chicken. Why a chicken? Well, because I want to see, I really want to see a chicken lay this egg. That's going to be one huge cluck. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, look at that hen's eyes. Oh, she knows. Oh, you know she knows.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, clones, 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 what's the big deal? I've been doing it for years. Just send me a $100 bill, and within weeks, I'll send you back 5 clones of that bill. All you gotta do is work them into circulation. But people wanna clone themselves, so people need the Dickie Schmooze Home Cloning Kit. Scientists say they're years away from cloning humans, but what do they know? All you need is some DNA, a few other common household items like a spatula, and the Dickie Schmooze Home Cloning Kit. Have a clone to mow or shovel. Let your clone talk to phone solicitors, entertain relatives, and show up for arraignments. Plus, the first 100 people to order the Dickie Schmooze Home Cloning Kit will receive a copy of Alice Cooper's smash hit, We Are All Clones. And to prove it works, here's my clone to tell you how to order. Act now. Send $200 to Dickie Schmooze Home Clone, Box 1, Walla Walla. May I go now, Master? Yes, good job, clone.
It's the magazine that covers risky recreation better than anyone else. Dangerous Sports Illustrated. And now, you can save big on a subscription to Dangerous Sports Illustrated. You'll get the latest on explosive table tennis, blindfolded mountain biking, dry diving, lawnmower lifting, and more. Plus, if you order Dangerous Sports Illustrated now, you'll get this razor-sharp travel alarm. Don't miss our PBNBA preview issue. Pro bowlers roll cross-court while nasty basketballers drive the lane. Compound ankle fractures and a whole new kind of free throw make the PBNBA the dangerous sport of the decade. Order now and you're in time to receive the DSI birthday suit issue. No swimsuits, no exotic locales, just supermodels in their birthday suits. Dangerous Sports Illustrated. Order now. This month's cover features armed golf. Hit the links with a 4-iron and a 45. It's all in Dangerous Sports Illustrated.